We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow the Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Wake that ass up.
In the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got our guest host, Busta Rhymes and Claudia Jordan. Busta Rhymes' album is out right now.
Yeah.
Blockbuster.
Yes.
So recently we had a conversation with Swizz.
Yes.
And I asked Swizz how he got himself, Timbaland, and Pharrell.
Now, Busta, probably about a month ago, said he's doing an album where Pharrell, Timbaland, and Swiss Beatz are the EPs. How does that happen?
You know, Busta is somebody that don't back down easy. Mm-hmm. You can't tell him no. And he signed us up for his project. and we just said, okay, let's do it. He came, he's like, you know, you, Tim, Pharrell, y'all my producers for the project. I'm like, okay. No, the executive producers. Okay. And then, I don't know, like somehow we actually all got into a space, which is a photo of us on this boat. And I'm sitting here, I'm like, yo, he really manifested this. Like, wow. We didn't even plan to be on that boat at that time. It's not like, okay, let's have an executive producer boat ride. Like, we just all ended up sitting there, and I'm looking around like, okay, I hear the universe. Okay, I guess we're doing it.
So where did you come up with the idea to have all three of those great producers EP your project?
Envy, I'm going to tell you the truth. Pharrell created that day with all of us coming together. Pharrell invited us to this unbelievable yacht. We was in Miami, all of us in Miami chilling. We come to the yacht. Everybody's there. We pull up. We rocking on the yacht. vibing, we eating food, we drinking, we smoking cigars, we vibing. Swiss had just finished working on DMX, rest in peace DMX, last album,
mm-hmm.
his posthumous album. And there's a table on the yacht on the upper deck level, mm-hmm. and we all sitting around that, and we was just talking for a few hours. We was on the, I believe we was on a yacht, probably like 8 hours that day.
Mm-hmm.
About 4 hours into the day, it just kept going really, really crazy in my mind. And I'm sitting here with three of my brothers, all 25 plus year relationships,
mm-hmm.
brothers. They all produced on all of my shit. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
They all produced on all of my work, my projects at some point or another, whether it was two out of the three of them or all three of them or one out of the three of them, right? And I'm like, yo, I'm looking at them and they looking at me, they looking at each other. We talking, ain't nobody bringing up no music. It was no music talk outside mm-hmm. of the DMX album because
mm-hmm.
Swiss wanted us to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But all the other conversation throughout the day was just regular conversation. I'm like, listen, I just need to say this to all three of y'all. Ain't no way in the world that I'm going to get off this boat and not tell y'all that this is not going to be a moment where we shouldn't be discussing doing a Busta Rhymes album. With all of y'all producing it. I don't care what, I ain't taking no back talk. Mm-mm. Started off as an EP. Two songs from Swiss, two songs from Pharrell, two songs from Timbaland. We get through the six records. I just was like, wait a minute, now I'm not feeling like this is enough because I'm not an EP dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm an album dude. And the energy that was feeling and sounding so incredible from them six records is set the standard for what the rest of the album should feel like and sound like. And mm-hmm. what was dope about the album when it was just those six songs was every song felt like feel good energy party and turn up records.
Mm-hmm.
Coming off of ELE 2 album, we was speaking directly to what was happening. We was in a pandemic, the protesting was happening, the riots, the George Floyd murders mm-hmm. and all of the, you know, it was too much dark energy,
mm-hmm.
but it was necessary at the time, and it was a beautiful body of work and an installment that was needed for the time.
Right.
Them six songs felt like I was back in my Put Your Hands chamber and party going on over here and everything remains raw, and
mm-hmm.
it felt like we was in that bag all the way with just them six songs. And I'm like, I ain't got enough of this. I need more of this. So as I was playing it for people, they wanted to be a part of that.
Mm.
From the new artists to other producers. And it just kept evolving.
And I got to ask, so, you know, people been hitting me this morning, and I thought about it too. Aren't you on tour?
I just came off tour on the 21st of November.
Okay, because I seen you and 50 on tour all over the place. I see Fifth still on tour. I'm like, shouldn't Busta be overseas somewhere?
Five months on the road. Fifth is still on the road. He's rocking probably until like December 23rd, I think. He in India and Mumbai and Bahrain. My last show was at the O2 in London.
Mm-hmm.
It was our third England show. We did two O2 sold-out shows in one Wembley Arena.
Wow.
July 21st to November 21st. I come home on the 22nd. 23rd was Thanksgiving. 24th, dropped the album. Album release party. Private location.
You never stopped working.
I ain't stopped.
Well, hold on. Let's get into a record. We're going to come back with Busta.
Yes.
Now, this is the record with your kids on it. What's the name of the record?
It's called Legacy.
Legacy.
Big up Trillion, my young spitter. Big up my beautiful daughter, C, and big up my other beautiful daughter, who plays classical piano, Rye, and big up to Mars, and big up to all of the other producers that assisted in the production with Mars, and I just need y'all to enjoy that. This DNA is very real in this royalty bloodline over here, y'all.
I want to ask you, so it seems like you're really good at manifesting things and making things happen. Like, you are speaking things into existence. So how about here on The Breakfast Club, since this is your first time here, who is it that you have not worked with or that you, like, a dream collaboration if you haven't done it already? Is there someone out there that you're like, look, this would be, like, it for me?
Yeah, who haven't you worked with? You done worked with damn near everybody.
Yeah, I ain't worked with Cole yet. I want to work with Cole.
J. Cole.
I'm a huge fan of J. Cole.
I'm sure he's listening right now, J. Mm-hmm. Cole.
I'm a huge fan of J. Cole. I'm a huge fan of Jid.
Jid, mm-hmm.
Jid is crazy.
Shout out to Jid. Jid is crazy, too.
Big shout to Jid. Huge fan of Drake. Love to work with Drake. Mm-hmm. Huge fan of... There's a singer... I love Friday's work. I love... There's a young lady... What's her name? Coco Jones?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Coco Jones.
Coco
She's
Jones
dope.
Is
She's
incredible
dope.
To
She's so
me.
Dope.
She's incredible to me. I'm a huge fan of Janelle Monáe, too.
Mm-hmm.
And... They got a new artist out. I forget his name, but he sound like Marvin Gaye.
That's October.
October.
London.
London?
Yeah.
He sounds so crazy.
Yep. Yo, so dope.
So crazy. Like, dude is, I only heard the one song. It cut deep.
Go to his page and just follow him. He is amazing. His
that brother
sound,
is unbelievable.
Absolutely.
And you know who else, too? I can't front. Toby and Wigwe.
Toby Wigwe, yeah.
He's incredible
he's
to
dope.
Me.
He dope.
Big up to Toby.
He's dope.
Love, dude. Oh, by the way, let me take a second to just big up my brother, Bun B. You know what I'm saying? The record that we did on the album.
With the baby.
On Blockbuster with the baby and T-Pain. Big up to Bun B for clearing it. Rest in peace to Pimp C.
Of course.
Salute to Zero. Big up Jeezy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I think Hove has something to do with
the song, too.
But, and whoever the producer is. Big every last one of them up. But Bun B, you know, that's who I interact with frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And Bun B, I just want to thank him for blessing me with the clearance. I want to thank Bun B for the big up that he just gave recently on the Twitter and just shouted us with how proud he felt we did with all three of us, and he called it the trifecta.
That's dope.
With me and T-Pain and the baby. And big up the baby and big up T-Pain. And big up every damn body on my album. Big them up. My kids, Quavo. I'm going to get into the whole shout-out mm-hmm. list after we finish running through some more of these songs. But, yeah, man, those is the names that I'm feeling right now. I'm leaving out a couple, but off the top, that's where it's at.
Okay.
And I had to ask. So
thank you so much, Claudia.
For sure.
How did you decide? You know, the one thing I would say about Busta is you always had your hold on the legacy OG artists and also the younger artists, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, back then you would do a record with Slick Rick or Rakim, but then you do a record with Coi Leray and the Baby.
Absolutely.
So what made you want to do the records with those individuals, like a Coi Leray?
The new artists.
Even with the video, y'all did Luxury Life, which is a redone of Foxy and Hov.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I'm gonna always give it up to the timeless greatness, art, and contribution that pushed the culture forward.
Mm-hmm.
And it also evolved the culture, because when them records was happening, when we was doing it, you already know,
mm-hmm.
that 96 to like 2001 was probably the most lucrative time in hip hop,
mm-hmm.
period. So big up the Hov, big up the Foxy on clearing that. And as far as the new artists with the Coi Leray's and the Bias,
mm-hmm.
the Baby, Quavo and Morey and Young Thug and Giggs and Young Blue and Blash and all of these new artists, for me, on this album in particularly, I just felt like I needed to speak to both generations real quick.
Mm-hmm.
When I said what I said at the BET Awards, I was trying to speak to both generations. I wanted the young generations to know that we love them.
Mm-hmm.
We support them. We admire what you're doing. And I'm not going to really do this entertaining of this little bugged out propaganda, and that's this little narrative of, you know, the elder statesmen and the OGs don't respect it,
mm-hmm.
as far as what y'all are doing is concerned. We do. And there's a lot of us that like it, a lot of us that love it, a lot of us that's fans of it. And I'm going to speak for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I come from a group with a legacy and a name that we had to fight to earn, and was called Leaders of the New School. I'm always going to do that. And I think culturally, even deeper than the name, which is why the name was something that was greater than the name for us. It was an attribute. Was we wanted to live this name. When you live it, it's an it's an attribute because it's attributed to the way you actually carry your action out. Mm-hmm. So for me, leaders of the new school from a cultural standpoint came from, and our community is black children in the so-called urban community, we want to always pull up as the ones that discovered the new thing first.
Of course.
Whether it was the new pair of sneakers, whether it was the new denim suit from Levi's, mm-hmm. whether it was the new battle from Cold Crush and Foursome C's, mm-hmm. Kumo D and Busy B, or the new whip, everything new, we love culturally to be the one to stunt and show off and say, we putting everybody else on to something. Mm-hmm. That means you are about leading the new from a cultural place. This is the way we live. Culture is a way of life. So ultimately, if I'm going to be this person from when I started, and this is all I know, culturally, mm-hmm. this ain't a style thing. This is a way of life thing. Mm-hmm. I like leading the new. I was also taught and raised to believe that you can't put a timeline on greatness.
Correct.
So at the end of the day, you're not going to tell me because of my age or because of my legacy and the time that I put into this professionally that I'm not going to be in tune, because I make a conscious effort with keeping my finger on the pulse. You feel what I'm saying? I'm in the street every night for real. Mm-hmm. I'm going to call a DJ up for real. I'm going to send you my record myself for real.
Do you think that's a lost art form? We're talking to Busta Rhymes. He's here. And the reason I say that is, like I was saying to you earlier, Busta, there is no more of, well, I'll have my label people call, right? When I was a small DJ and I only had 1 hour a show, 1 hour a week, Busta would call that warm line for his records. If I'm DJing,
and I'm calling your cell phone.
Yes. Busta would come pull up to the club, and Busta still does that. Mm-hmm. Most of these artists don't do that no more. Maybe they don't respect the DJ as much, or they don't respect radio. What makes you still have the grind to do it? You don't have to. You're financially secure. You're great. But you still do the things that a new artist would do. Why?
I love it too much. I care about it too much. And I was also taught, being 5%, you ain't going to sit home and wait for a mystery guard to bring you food. Saying, mystery guard, you're going to sit home and wait to bring you food. He also bestowed the blessing and the gift and gave you the ability to have a life that exists in real time and space for you to go get it yourself.
Right.
That's the blessing in itself. What you've been gifted with to exist and have and be able to be acknowledged for just existing is the gift itself. So instead of me waiting and asking somebody to do something that I could actually do, mm-hmm. yeah, I'm going to appreciate the assistance. I got a support system, of course. But I'm not relying on the support system as if I ain't going to do nothing. And it's the responsibility of the support system alone to secure the win for me. Mm-hmm. My children ain't my support system responsibility. They mine.
Right.
So regardless what my support system is doing, the Most High don't owe not even my support system another 5 seconds. So mm-hmm. he wiped everybody off the face of the earth. Still got to live and die on my own iniquity at the end of the day. And besides all of that, bro, I like the space that I'm in right now. Mm-hmm. I'm a happy mom.
I'm happy.
I'm happy as hell, Envy. I'm super duper happy. So for me, I'm really in a space where I'm enjoying my life. I'm enjoying what I'm doing. I'm enjoying what I'm creating. I'm enjoying that I'm making records with my children. When I used to have to make records for my children.
Right.
I love that you're speaking on this, because I know we did speak about the disconnect between some artists. Clearly not you, because you are opening the pathway, the lines of communication with these younger artists. But there are some people that don't respect the older generation, and vice versa. I love that you're speaking on that, because I think we are in this microwave society where a lot of people think they don't know the hard work that the people that came before them had to put in. So what would you say to someone that has a talent, that has like everything about them that could be a star, but they don't have that grind? What would you say to them? Because you are here mm-hmm. at 5:30. You was on time.
Thanks for that question, mm-hmm. Queen, because I think this is one of them questions that is going to allow me to say something that I've been longing to say.
Okay.
There was a lot of answers that I wanted when I was trying to get myself together in the earlier stage of my career. And I was blessed enough to have a Chuck D that gave me my name, a Big Daddy Kane that would allow me to come to his crib in the Jamaica Estates in his multi-million dollar home when he had the purple burgundy Benz with the gold AMG deep dish rims, right? Not AMG deep dish rims. It was Hammer deep dish rims. I don't remember the brand.
Hammer and the Benz, yeah.
It was Hammer joints. And Botts was his manager, and he used to let me come there and sit down and just watch the TV and ask questions and, you know, see, you know, chicks pull up and they, who would cook in the kitchen. And Paris from EPMD, Eric Sermon, they would let me come to their crib. And this is when they was like on their second or third group album.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought my first whip in like 93. It was a 4Runner that I bought in Queensbridge, a secondhand car lot. And I bought this car. I drive out there, and Parrish had a bunch of real estate. He had property all over Long Island.
Mm-hmm.
He had Schumer Management, EPMD, and they was the first dudes that I was actually seeing do things outside of just being artists.
Mm-hmm.
The diversifying of the portfolio was like the first time that I was seeing this. Mm-hmm. So I was asking questions, and I was getting the answers from the elder statesman to me. I was the young, and I was the new dude. And they felt good about sharing that with me.
Mm-hmm.
I understood at that point, them dudes was walking in their purpose. And I know that as much as I needed it and it helped me, one thing I think Denzel said on the gram one day that I saw in a post, he was like, you can't go to your grave with the U-Haul truck. So that's everything right. That you got, you can't take it with you. I'm gonna give it away because I ain't got no choice. I'm in such a blessed place in my life. I don't need you to give me back nothing other than the reciprocal love that I've given you. Just give me the same respect. But more importantly, the thing that I'm going to need for you to give me is that if you are a new artist, then I'm going to make the time to sit with, build with, and walk in my purpose and share the information and give you the keys and give you the answers to the deep sea scroll. And when you open up Pandora box, I got the answer with on what's inside of the Pandora box for your ass, too. Only thing you can do for me is be successful in showing me how much you're going to apply the information I'm giving you, mm-hmm, and secure the win and make what I'm giving you yours and evolve it into something else and give it to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't even interested in signing no artist. I don't even want that. I don't want to deal with none of that. I just want to empower people at this point in my life. Be your own boss. I don't want to take a piece of your this or a piece of your that. Just, you shine. But pull up, though, and let me give you this thing. Because this thing that I'm going to give you, it actually should come with an invoice. You need to pay me for this information.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want nothing from you but to see you secure the win.
But the problem with that, Busta, and we're talking to Busta Rhymes. He's here. The album is out, Blockbuster. Thank a lot you, of King. People say they're a boss, but they don't know how to be a boss.
Yeah, absolutely right.
It's cool to be like I'm a boss.
You're right.
It's cool to be. But you have to learn. You have to learn what that means.
You're absolutely
and a lot
right.
of people, they need to sign to somebody because they need somebody to show them the way.
You're absolutely right.
A lot of people can't do that. And a lot and I think with this day and age, people, I'm a boss, but people feel like they don't want to work for somebody.
Nah, you're absolutely
right. They don't
want right.
to put the grind in. They don't want to sign to somebody. They don't want to do it. But we've all been to a places where we had to learn.
Mm-hmm.
I think social media made a lot of people arrogant that have not done the work to earn their arrogance.
1 trillion percent, queen.
Like, really? Mm-hmm. A post?
1 trillion percent right, no, to what you saying?
Yeah.
1 trillion percent to what you saying, Envy. Reason why I don't want to sign no artist right now is because I don't respect unappreciative artists when you sign them and help them blossom and blow and develop and evolve and grow and become great. And then they act like you ain't had nothing to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
I get out the way. Show me you could do it on your own.
Mm-hmm.
But see, if I'm not signed to you, the obligation ain't the same. When I'm giving you now, I don't owe you nothing after that. Take what I'm giving you and know that it's so priceless at the end of the day. You actually owe me
mm-hmm.
by getting this information and using it and being successful with what I'm giving you. And that's the only way you can reward me. And if I keep it on that place, I don't got to chase you for the bag. I don't got to chase you for the money you owe me. Mm-hmm. I don't got to have accountants audit nothing. I don't got to have lawyers block clearances or block this or block that, because now that's going to change the dynamic of the respect, the relationship, and the willingness to just listen to each other. Mm-hmm. I lived through this experience. I'm going to tell you the best part about my happiness right now, mm-hmm, is making those hard decisions to remove everything that was blocking my blessing. Mm.
Yep.
Have you always had this perspective? Or
no,
is this something
I
that
didn't.
Came, because you came in here giving flowers to everyone. You mm-hmm started off your time here giving flowers to Envy. Mm-hmm. You just spread the love to everyone here, right? And it's a very mature perspective.
Thank you, Queen.
Did that, how long, like, when did this happen? Was this recent? Were you always like this?
Nah, I didn't always have the perspective of understanding how to become this happy. Mm-hmm. I've always had the perspective of being a flower giver and a giver of love. Mm-hmm. I love to give love. I love to acknowledge people for their greatness. I'm super comfortable in my space. I don't compete until it's time to respectfully compete. And I'm not a disrespectful competitor because I don't disrespect people. You don't know me for having beef with nobody in the industry. Mm-hmm. I'm not known for dishing no artists on no record. I'm not known for getting dissed by artists on no record, because I make sure that the relationship as men and as humans, like, we're not going to compromise the integrity and the moral compass and code of ethics, right, and principles. We're not going to do that because,
right,
dudes is just misconstrued and living these lies, which is these alter egos and personas we got walking around here on some superstar business. Like, no, because, see, I'm not calling your phone. I'm not getting on social media to diss you. If you somebody that me and you got a difference or an issue or a conflict, I'm going to call your phone.
I was going to say that. I was going to say, Buster's had beef before, but if you ever see Buster, he will pull up on you.
Yeah, I'm going to come see you.
Doesn't matter if you're in a club, if you're in a restaurant, if you out, he wants to pull up and he's going to have a conversation
with
you.
We need to get back to those days. I respect that.
And Buster will have a conversation until it's finished.
Until it's finished,
No, I'm serious. Really? Buster can walk in a club at 2:30 and it's not finished to 5. Buster's not, when y'all finish, y'all either going to hug or y'all going to shake hands and walk the other way. That is, I've seen it a zillion and one times.
Wow.
And I always respect it. But let's get into another record off the album.
Let's do it.
What you want to get into?
Let's get into the me and let's touch this me and Young Blue and Blash record. And I gotta big up my man
Miguel.
I gotta big up Miguel Crazy. I gotta big up Salam. I gotta big up J. Cole, and I gotta big up Osmosis Architect, who produced the joint. And let's just continue to just feed the streets the full course meal. This joint right here is called Could It Be You, Bust Rhymes the Dragon featuring Young Blue and Blash. Let's go.
Let's go. Blockbuster's out right now. Buster's co-host, yeah, Claudia Jordan. Download, stream, pick it up. We here. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Wake that ass up.
Early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.